This is The Writing Life with Ann Croker, providing you with resources and inspiration to be more curious, creative, and productive. I work with a lot of clients to help them organize their writing lives, or take a fresh look at their writing goals and projects, or help them overcome hurdles related to a specific project. In the process, we often look at task management programs, time management systems, project management approaches to find something that they can implement that suits their personality. We experiment a lot, and we almost always find some system that works for each person, and we tweak it. I love that this helps the flow of their days and weeks and helps them make progress toward their goals. But there's one thing writers need even more than a bullet journal or a filing system or Evernote or Asana or Todoist or Wunderlist. One thing can make all the difference when facing a deadline, when sitting down to do the work, when sensing internal resistance to a project, when feeling stuck on something. One thing can help you succeed at your writing life more than anything else. This one thing sees you through hard times when you're questioning, distracted, discouraged, or stuck. This one thing helps you achieve your long-range goals. You want to know what that one thing is? It's grit. You can have a phone loaded down with useful apps that help you log time and check off to-do items. You can assign self-imposed deadlines on a calendar and work your way through the steps it takes to achieve your goals. But do those systems and apps get the tasks done? No. You and I have to do the work. Writers with grit will dig down and do the job. We have to stay put and stick with the task. Writers with grit will determine to tap at the keyboard and write the next paragraph, even when we're tired, even when we're distracted, even when we're unmotivated. Writers need grit. But what is grit? Angela Lee Duckworth is a researcher whose TED Talk has generated a lot of conversation on the topic. She defines grit as sticking with things over the very long term until you master them, and says the gritty individual approaches achievement as a marathon. His or her advantage is stamina. She says intelligence is something we can measure, and we can measure it in a matter of minutes, so you'd think that intelligence would be key to high achievement, but what she found is that grit outweighed intelligence. In fact, the grittiest students in her studies, not the smartest ones, had the highest GPAs. People who may not score as high on intelligence tests compared with their peers are probably compensating with determination or grit. Grit is key to success. Duckworth also found that grit outweighs talent. You could be a super talented writer struggling to make progress because you're lacking grit. Many talented individuals don't follow through with their commitments because they're missing that grit. It's what makes the difference. It's tenacity, it's persistence, it's resolve. We'll have setbacks no matter who we are, and some of our success in recovering from those setbacks or bouncing back to get back on track again is going to come from grit. Duckworth has developed a test called the Grit Scale. You self-report responses to just a few questions, and then you click to find out your grit score. I'll link to it in the show notes so you can take it yourself. Duckworth has found that a person's grit score offers a strong prediction of achievement under challenging circumstances. You might be curious to know that I took the test and I scored rather low. Yet I still get a lot done. I have faced numerous setbacks as recently as this past year and really pushed through. So if you've been listening and you feel like, oh, lack of grit, that's me. That's what's holding me back. Does that give you a little hope to know that I have grown in grit and you can too? Duckworth is continuing her research, and she has not yet unearthed or revealed the secret to developing a grittier mentality, but she does believe grit can probably be learned, pointing out that people might be gritty about some things and not others. She says, you can see a child be exceptionally self-disciplined about their basketball practicing, and yet when you see them in math class, they give up at the slightest frustration. If we can tap into the basketball grit and funnel it into math homework, those students can make great strides. Similarly, if we can find areas where we are focused and motivated and then funnel that into our writing projects, we writers will be able to grow grittier and do the work. So find the things that you've stuck with. That's my suggestion to being a grittier writer. Look at the areas where you are focused and determined, the things you have stuck with and mastered. It could even be a bad habit. and see if you can tap into that energy and attention in order to direct it toward one of your writing deadlines or writing goals. I think there are a lot of ways to grow in our grit, and I'll be writing about that in the future, but for now, I just want to leave us with that thought that one thing we need to succeed as writers is to grow in our grit. You can find me at annecroker.com, where you'll find blogs and podcasts and other resources and ideas to encourage writers and other curious people. So swing by and learn more sometime. You can also find me on Facebook, where I'm annecroker.writingcoach, and I'm on Twitter at annecroker. I'm looking forward to connecting with you and helping us find ways to be more curious, creative, and productive.